It's Josh and Rich, Arizona's morning show. It's 8:57. 877-937-1047. I now have a computer screen in front of me with email. I can now, at any time during the show, Carrie, if I feel like reading
check
email.
Check my email.
Oh, I can just read one just like that.
Oh, that's great. That's exactly what we need. It's something else for you to be distracted
exactly.
by.
Exactly.
I should even eliminate the whole station from Shiny Spoons just in case.
Yeah. You never give the ADD boy a computer. No.
So Don and John are going to review some movies for us today. But first, let me read you this email that is from Sammy. She says, I've been listening to your morning show for a while now, and all this time I thought you and Rich were black. And then I went to your website, and holy Toledo, you guys are whiter than my baby sister's ass.
Honkies, honkies, honkies.
Not that there's anything wrong with being white. I'm white. And there's nothing wrong with being black. I'm black. Okay, I guess I'm just saying I feel like a dumbass. LOL, 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 LOL. You guys, blah, 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 blah. She goes on later, Sammy. Isn't that funny? I never thought we sounded black.
No, and it's usually me that gets people thinking I sound white. And, then
and you're black.
Me, and I'm black. It's usually
weird.
Me, not you guys getting that.
And I'm Mexican, and I don't sound Mexican at all. Que paso away. Que paso away. Anyway, let's go to Don and John, or would you like me to read an email from Crystal?
Here's how you know John Jay's white. He's got Chumbo Wumba in his iPod.
Yep.
What else do you need to know?
Oh, you're adorable, Richard. All right, Don and John, you guys there?
Yeah,
good morning,
good
you guys.
Good morning.
Hey,
seriously, you're not
guys.
Black?
What's happening, honkies?
Hey, homies. You want to hear about movies?
Sure.
Sure.
All right, let's start.
A couple of them today, The Lake House and then Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
Nacho Libre.
Hey, I'm going to tell you guys this, though. I full-on disagree with you guys about Cars. I thought it was fantastic.
Yep, loved it.
Oh,
loved
no.
Cars, loved it. Boy,
no,
movie.
You take your kids, and it's going to be a great experience. I'm going to take my kids this weekend, but there's nothing funny or creative or interesting about that movie at all.
Wow. Oh, my
other
four-year-old.
Other than the animation.
Amaya saw it. She loved it. No, she's walking around the house doing something about somebody liking something for her body. My liking for my body. She's talking, I don't know. I didn't see it with her, so I'm like,
I don't
okay,
know if
whatever.
That was from that movie.
That wasn't Cars.
Whatever, yes it was.
It was Horse.
Whatever.
I don't know what she walked into.
I don't know.
Right, hey, tell guys. Me The Lighthouse is a magical tale of two lovers that are star-crossed, but yet lost in time.
Yeah, waiting for their screenplay to sell. No, The Lighthouse, as you guys know, it's got Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, who are in love, but they actually live in two different years. Neither, as it turns out, in 1994 when Speed came out and we actually gave a crap about them.
Sandra Bullock is a doctor, and she has to leave her really cool lake house behind because she has a new job in a hospital in Chicago, so she has to move into the city. But she leaves a note in the mailbox before she goes to the new tenant, kind of wishing them well. Turns out the new tenant is Keanu Reeves, and he gets the mail, and he decides to write her back. One day at work, she loses a patient. She's really upset, so she decides to drive out to the lake house, and she finds a letter for her in the mailbox, but it's actually written in 2004, which is 2 years ago. So they kind of figure out that this whole mailbox thing is some kind of time portal thing. They can write each other back and forth, and they also figure out what they need in life is each other. But since the whole time continuum thing hasn't really been figured out by anybody, they are kind of, you know, the story's sort of full of holes, and there's a whole bunch of, hey, why didn't they do that, or how come that didn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of an obvious twist that happens in the beginning, and the movie's very kind of slow, and it has its very tragic feel about it, but it does have a pretty decent emotional ending.
I've heard John Jay come up with the best prediction of what the deal is, and I think, do you remember what it is? It's
no.
About the mailbox. Tell him.
I don't remember
that. John Jay, what have you got?
He said the mailbox is dead the whole time.
Oh,
that was your prediction.
My prediction is
my prediction is that the poster ruins the movie because in the poster they're hugging, so they're obviously got together.
I don't know about that.
The poster, one of them's black and white, one of them's color.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
Yeah, regardless, racism isn't a part of this movie.
Bad printer.
No, seriously, I didn't get the ending. The ending actually made me mad because I don't
printer.
Get it.
You didn't get it, Karen?
I figured
listen,
it out.
This is funny because the ending of this is like it's do you remember The Notebook?
Ugh.
It's like so romantic, so as a dude, you actually feel sick at your stomach.
I love The Notebook. Love it.
Oh,
I don't care
it.
Who knows it.
As a dude. But you actually hear women start to sniffle around you
because mm-hmm.
they're crying at the ending.
Yep.
And except for Carrie, who's yelling at the screen, in 6 months, he's going to sleep with your best friend.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So it does have a strong ending, but if you want to go see it for the romance, not for the time travel thing. They kind of mess that up, and it's not a big part of the movie, really, other than it sets up the reason for them not to be able to hook up. So it did give me time, though, to come up with, like, an amazing new theory on time travel that you guys You'll read about it in the Journal of like Popular Mechanics in a couple of weeks, but I'm going to share it with you now because this is amazing. But if you believe that at any time in the future that mankind will discover the ways to travel through time, then you have to believe that people from the future are among us today.
Mm-hmm. That is deep.
And I think they should all register on johnjandrich.com. I think we should start a People from the Future register so we know who they are.
That must mean the future stinks if they're coming back here to hang out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
That makes you wonder. But on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate the Lake House a yellow. It has a cool concept, but very slow story. But hang in there for the ending.
Okay, let's go Nacho Libre.
Okay.
Nacho Libre! No doubt the biggest thing in nachos since the Bel Grande.
Jack Black is Nacho, and he's an orphan kid in Mexico, and he was raised by a bunch of priests in a monastery. Well, he grew up and he became a priest himself, but he's always had this secret passion for wrestling. In fact, he's actually wanted to become a wrestler, but to keep his mind clear of such unholy thoughts, the priest assigned him to be their cook. Well, he's wandering around town one day doing some shopping, and he sees a poster announcing a big wrestling match where he can win a cash prize. Well, he's in, because after all, I mean, the winnings can provide some pretty cool food for the orphans, right? Now, all he has to do is find a wrestling partner. So his super chubby self goes out and recruits the way too skinny street guy as his partner. He creates a disguise because there's no way he wants the monastery guys to know what he's up to, and they plan to become this great wrestling team. Well, there's scene after scene of completely outrageous, super colorful characters, and it's very, very funny circumstances they get themselves into. And Nacho's fate may not be becoming a great wrestler, but his fate does take him places where no other self-respecting priest has ever been. He discovers forbidden love with this really cool nun that shows up on the scene. He even takes part in this ancient power-seeking ritual because he wants to be a cool wrestler. He becomes an idol to the orphans, and he finds skills in himself he didn't even know he had.
Yeah, I gotta tell you guys, we were really skeptical this movie. I know you're interviewing Jack Black later today, and maybe you can hear, he sounds like he's kind of losing his grip on things to me, like he's stoned all the time or whatever. And so I was real skeptical. Plus you got Jared Hess, who's the guy who created Napoleon Dynamite.
Genius.
Yeah, love Napoleon Dynamite. Figured it might be a fluke, though. So we were figuring either we'll see a really bizarre, horrible film that Jack Black had ruined, or we'll see pretty much Napoleon Dynamite 2, Napoleon Goes to Mexico. So we thought it would be one or the other. It is bizarre, but it's also like muchas muy funny. It is really funny. It's a good film. Jack Black, pitiful actor, but he's an extraordinary performer. He's great in this. This was the role that was created for him. There's a bunch of really freaky characters in it that are hilarious. It's the kind of movie where the actors just completely put themselves out there for the film. I love the Mexican wrestling thing, and Don and I have been quoting it for the last 3 days, even though everybody thinks we're an idiot. But there's just really funny quotes from it. You know, Jared Hess, I salute you, dude. You, I am a true believer now. I think he's going to stick around in Hollywood for a long time. Probably not the movie for everyone, but everyone should check it out anyway, just in case.
Green light. Green light.
Yeah, and our movie night traffic light, Nacho Libre, is certainly a green light. This is some great entertainment.
Yeah,
this
check
is good
it out.
Stuff.
A lot better than cars.
All right, very nice, very nice. Thank you guys for reviewing the flicks.
You guys are welcome.
Sure.
And coming up next, Randy and Jack Black with John Jay and Rich.